What's going on, everybody? We are here. We are back. It's the Burn Down.
Back.
Which you already knew. Tell them who you are.
I'm Justin.
Who am I? Oh, I'm Eric. And today, we have a doozy for everyone out there.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
What do we got there, Justin? What do we got?
Well, we've been getting a lot of questions on cigar suggestions. People ask us, hey, do you have a cigar you could recommend in this price range? Or do you have a favorite cigar that's low budget? Or what about a cigar that's a little bit higher end? Or how about cigars on the golf course, you know, et cetera, et cetera? So we figured, why don't we just give you a couple cigars that we recommend or that we like in three different price categories. So we're going to go $10 and under, $10 to $20, and then $20 and up. And we came up with a list. Both of us have had all of these cigars. Actually, I take that back. There's one cigar that you had that I hadn't tried yet.
Yeah, it's just it's a list that from experience, from hearing good things, it's a little bit of both. I think all the ones I have on there I've smoked at least once. If not, yeah. I've heard good things, obviously. But yeah, should be good. Do a little cigar mini review as we talk about cigars. So,
oh yeah.
I brought some LFDs. We have the Double Ligero and the Ligero. And it'll be a cigar-packed episode, if you will.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
So let me
what you want? What you want? You want the Double Ligero or the regular Ligero?
I'll take the double.
I knew you would. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, you like that? They've been marinating for a bit.
Oh, they've been marinating.
They've been marinating for about since the wintertime. So
them boys been marinating.
Yeah, I bought these back in the winter, honestly. I think the score turned around the new year. So
they feel nice and oily, man.
Because your boy's humidor is perfect.
Pristine.
Pristine. Pristine, baby.
Love it.
So what do we got to drink? Oh, it's over here. So I also brought... And I also got I named this a couple episodes ago, maybe in the beginning. I said, yeah, well, it's Alabama style whiskey, but that's not the name. It's Clyde Mays Alabama style whiskey. So,
fucking Bammer.
This is actually a good whiskey. I bought one of these bottles at Whiskey Taste a couple summers ago, and I got hooked. And then I've been drinking it ever since.
Let's do it.
And then what else?
Do it.
You know what? When I met the guys from Hiram and Solomon Cigars, I bought them a bottle of this, and they loved it. So, continue to drink it. Clyde Mays, Alabama-style whiskey. Keep it going.
Let's do it. Roll Tide.
We're going to cut it, light it, pour it, smoke it. We're going to do all that jazz. So,
we'll be right back.
BRB. Okay. I'm not going to say we're back again because I feel like we always say that. So we have returned. We have returned. So
we're all lit up. We got our whiskey poured. And now we're just going to kind of jump right into it.
Oh, dude, really?
Did you really just spit it back in?
I might have bad luck again. It doesn't count.
Here's to another episode.
Here's to good luck.
And here's to you guys.
Here's for what else? What else can I say? Here's for our sons for having hot moms, rich dads, and no sisters. You like that?
What'd you say?
Here's to our sons for having hot moms.
Oh, hot. Okay.
Rich dads and no sisters.
For a second, I thought you said no dads. I'm like, what?
Excuse me. It's my favorite say, my favorite go-to, you know, cheers.
I like the one that says, I'll save it for the end. Okay. I'll save it. So if you want to hear one of my favorites, wait till the end of the episode.
Wait, gotta wait now.
And you'll get to hear it.
Dude, do you taste like
this is nice. I totally just sipped it and like just kept going because I didn't get any bite, no nothing. I just kept going.
It's crazy good.
Not even thinking about it, but man.
I'm telling you, there's like a hint of apple, like I said, right? Do you taste that?
Yes.
It's like a green apple.
100% taste it.
Nice.
Wow, that is freaking delicious.
Clyde Mays, baby.
Oh, my God.
Get yourself a bottle.
Oh, my God.
85 proof. It's that shit right there.
Bro.
I know. And they don't even pay us to do this. We just drink it because it's good.
Dude, I'm not even getting paid.
We ain't getting paid to do this.
Oh, my goodness. You just want to live in there.
Oh, my gosh. It's warm.
Oh my god. Movie reference, here it comes. Oh, I'm gonna put my dick in it. Oh. I wanted to put its dick in me.
Yes.
I want to freeze it and ice skate it, and then in the springtime melt it and drink it.
You hear that first? That's not a movie quote. That's his own quote. Just kidding.
Beer fest, bro.
Beer fest, bro. I know. I haven't watched a movie in quite some time, so I got to get around to it. But what do you think?
Oh my god.
Oh, sorry. Justin's still on the whiskey. I bring him that good. Bruh.
You like one of those? Bruh.
That's how it feels.
I almost lost it.
Whoa.
Onto the computer. Woo. A heart sunk right there. All right. So, we're going to start this off with lower price cigars. So, any cigars that are under 10 bucks. Now, we're going to put a little asterisk in here. These are internet pricing. So, the pricing in your local lounge is probably going to be maybe 30, 40% more.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because of the markup. But we decided that we're going to take...
I kind of know the pricing anyway. Just from
So we'll kind of give it to you as we go
through. We'll
say
what they said, and then we'll say what we think it probably is.
So if you're taking internet pricing, you think of it $10 under, 10 to 20, and then 20 and up. If you're taking lounge pricing, just add $5 to all those. 15 and under, 15 to 25, 25 and up.
Fair enough.
Right? So, came up with a list. So we're going to start off.
What do you got? 10 and under, baby.
All right.
10 and under. Let's call them economically friendly, bank account friendly.
So, first cigar that I came up with.
Pocket friendly.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have the name of the cigar. We'll put this all across the screen as we do this. But name of the cigar, who makes it, obviously. Filler, binder, wrapper. Okay. We're going to go with the strength of the body. We're going to go with price.
And the notes.
And a couple of notes. A couple flavor notes. Okay. Maybe we'll have some other little fun facts in there, but... First one that I have on my list, and I know we can both agree on this one, is the Flor de las Antillas, made in the My Father factory, or from My Father Cigars. You can have the Robusto or the Toro. I prefer the Robusto. So this cigar, I think of it as an everyday smoke. It's fantastic. Okay, it's going to run you about $7 or $8. In the lounge, maybe like 10 or 11, maybe 9.50, kind of depending on where you get it, what size you get. Nicaraguan Puro, okay?
Nice.
Strength medium, about medium.
Really?
Medium to full.
For Nicaraguan Puro?
Yeah, it's interesting. So it's medium when it starts, but then towards the end it's going to pick up a little bit more full. The tasting notes that I got on this one was coffee, spice, a lot of spice because Nicaraguan Puro. There's a touch of sweetness in there as well. Smooth and loose draw, which is what I always love about this cigar. I like a nice loose draw. I like a little bit of a sponginess when you pick up a cigar.
Same.
And on the finish, it's a little bit toasty.
Like this cigar.
Yeah, a little bit toasty. So the first one on our list is the Flor de las Antillas from My Father's, Robusto or Toro. That's the first one I suggest on my list.
All right. First one. I suggest this is actually a fairly new cigar that I think just came out this summer or right before the summer because I received it actually at the Cigar International Cigar Fest, and I didn't pay no mind. I gave it to my buddy. Not that it was a bad cigar or anything. I just never had it and never thought about it. So I just said, I was like, here, try this cigar. Looks cool. Looks good. Punch Diablo. So it's made by AJ Fernandez. And, I mean, I smoked the Toro. They call it the Scamp. You know, everyone has their own spin and touch on all these sizes nowadays. But I gave it to him, and he was like, man, that cigar was really good. And I was like, oh, good. And then one day he sent me an article. It was in Cigar Aficionado. It came on Cigar Aficionado, and it was rated 93. So I said, you know what? I got to try it for myself. So he actually bought me one before I went hiking in Adirondacks. And it was really good. It was really, really good. Like you said, nice, smooth, loose draw. Wasn't tight. Wasn't hard on the draw. And full body smoke, which was good. And filler, Nicaraguan and Honduras. Binder, Connecticut broadleaf. Wrapper, Ecuadorian. And
so the binder was a broadleaf, huh?
USA, baby.
Nice. Usually a lot of like some of those cigars, you see the broadleaf wrapper, but they put that in the binder. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called the Diablo for a reason, my friend.
That's pretty cool.
Kick for you.
Nice little...
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, range is about, it's like, I think it's right under $10. It's like $8-9, which is nice.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it for $8. And the notes I have here, you know, earthy flavors, nuttiness, and woodsy. A little sweet at sometimes, a little chocolatey, which was cool. And, yeah, that's about it. 90, and it's 93 rated by a Cigar Aficionado.
Did you say it had Dominican fillers?
Nicaraguan and Honduras.
Nicaraguan and Honduras.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that was the one that I was talking about that I haven't tried yet because I think I gave that one away as well.
It was good. I recommend you find.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try to find that.
Yeah. So, the other one for my 10 and under, Drew Estate Herrera Esteli.
Herrera Esteli.
So his own cigar.
It's tough to say. Herrera Esteli.
He actually has a little shop down in Miami called El Titan de Bronze.
Yeah.
Cigars. Phenomenal. He has like all like Cuban, old school Cuban cigar rollers rolling down there, rolling these El Titan de Bronze. I had a few from them. They mailed them to me and they were phenomenal. Really, really good cigars. I highly recommend those. But anyway, Drew Estate Herrera Esteli Habano. So medium full body, fillers Nicaraguan. Binders Honduras, wrappers Ecuadorian,
and nice little blend in there.
Nice little touch of everybody.
I like that. So, I got one on the list. We'll come back. It's got a nice touch. Nice little blend, a little mutt mix of everything.
A little muddy,
a little mutt.
But yeah, so notes, you got a toasty nuttiness and mostly black pepper. So it's kind of just.
Was it I keep
not hearing what you say.
Filler's Nicaraguan.
Filler, Nicaraguan. Okay.
Binders Honduras. Wrapper is Ecuadorian.
And, okay, that's where the black pepper comes in on that Nicaraguan.
So it kind of is very similar the whole way through, and which I kind of liked. And Cigar Aficionado, I think, put it at $9 or $10, but I think it ranges usually like $12, $13, $14.
Yeah, like we said, the internet pricing is always depends on if you buy a box. If you buy a box, you're going to get cheap pricing. But if we're recommending these to you guys, you're probably not going to go out and just buy a box immediately. You're going to get one stick. So, or you can just go and get a 5-pack and you get the middle of the road pricing.
Exactly.
So, I have two more. So, Robert Caldwell, this was a company that I was introduced to at Matador's. And one of the first smokes I had from them was the Blind Man's Bluff.
Nice.
Oh, and right off the bat, I was immediately drawn to the name. I love the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Blind Man's Bluff. It's a Robusto size. And very creamy draw, creamy mouthfeel, which is what I enjoyed about it right off the bat. That's the first thing I noticed. So this is another mixture. The filler is Dominican Republic and Honduras.
Okay.
The binder is Honduras, and the wrapper is Ecuadorian. Strength is medium. Runs you about $7 or $8 online, so you can figure that's maybe about $10 in the store. Again, yeah, creamy mouthfeel. Like yeah, creamy mouthfeel. It's a bit bready, but I got some cedar in there. So that's more of a sweet wood that I got. And I got a little bit of spice, just a touch of spice on there. And the finish was almost, between the creamy mouthfeel and the breadiness, the finish was almost like I was having toast for breakfast, like toast and butter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I got a little bit of that bread on the finish with a little bit of that creaminess. So I almost felt like I was having bread and butter. I loved it. Enjoyed every bit of it. Always a smooth smoke. So I'd recommend that one. And then the third one, this is a little bit interesting. So I threw this one in there because I'm not sure if many people have had this. It is by LFD. So we're actually, I wasn't planning on smoking the LFD tonight.
Surprise.
So surprise. This one is the Cameroon Cabinet. Okay. And I recommend the Lancero size. So this is their number one size. What I like about it is, so right off the bat, it's Nicaraguan filler, the binder is Dominican Republic, and the wrapper is Cameroon, hence the name Cameroon Cabinet.
Mm.
Strength is medium, runs you about $9 to $10 online, so you can take a guess as what it is in the stores. But what I liked about it is right off the bat, being a Lancero, it was a very smooth draw. Now, Lanceros are hit or miss because of the size, because it's very difficult to roll that cigar. So sometimes the draw can be hit or miss. Sometimes it can be a little bit tight. But this one, right off the bat, every time I've had it, it's smooth, nice and easy draw. It doesn't hold back. It's not resistive. But I also like that it had a little bit of honey on there. It's like a honey-esque flavor throughout the entire cigar. And I've never really had that in too many cigars, or not as prominent as this one was, for not being a flavored cigar. So all the other notes I got were cinnamon and nutmeg. So a lot of the baking spices are in there.
Okay.
The dry mouthfeel, great smoke output, and I have honey and some nuts as well, almost like an almond, like a honey and almonds. So that completes the list for 10 and under. We had the Flor de las Antillas. Mine was Blind Man's Bluff by Robert Caldwell and A Cameroon Cabinet by LFD. And damn, your two were...
I thought we were in the... Oh, mine were the Punch Diablo by AJ Fernandez and then the Drew Estate Herrera Esteli Habano.
Love it.
So now we go up a notch. We go up a tier. We go up a level. Leveling up.
We take a quick break or...
Sure. Whatever we want to do, bro. It's your world. I'm just living in it.
Gonna give him a second to absorb that. Nah, fuck it. We're going back into it.
Okay, let's go. So now we're going, like I said, up a notch, up a level. We leveling up. So now we're going in the price range between $10 and $15.
I almost rookie moved that.
I wish you did because it's been
a
couple.
I flipped the page and it went and just grazed my ash, but it didn't knock it off.
It just grazed my ash. 10 to 15. So, first one I have here. I've had a few times. Not that many, though, but I thought it's a good one. What?
Grazed my ash.
Yeah, now you're thinking about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just giving you a look. He grazed my ass. Ash.
He just grazed my ash. That was it. Oh, you didn't like that?
No, I loved it.
Ash and Symmetry.
Boom. So, love that smoke.
I know you did.
Shout out to Philly Jason.
Tell him who it is.
Philly Jason, one of our friends on Instagram. I believe it's Philly _Jason. Is that what it is? I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, he's the Northeastern rep for Ash and Cigars.
Yep. He came out to Matadors and we smoked with him. Great dude. Got a picture up on Instagram with him. You can kind of scroll and find it. But that's one of his favorite. He loves the Symmetry. He smokes it all the time, I believe.
He's a good dude.
Great dude.
So Ash and Symmetry, medium full body. Filler is Nicaraguan and Dominican Republic. Binder, Dominican Republic. Wrapper, Ecuadorian. You know, this was more... I had like it was very sweet and spicy. So I had like cinnamon. Notes of cinnamon, coffee. A little like creamy vanilla.
Did you get any cedar in there? I'd assume if you're getting a little bit of sweetness and it's Dominican, probably a cedarness in there.
Maybe that's what I'm getting down as. Maybe that's like the little spice that I noted. I didn't really.
Yeah, sweet and spicy can kind of be
up in the air. You know, it's gonna be a mix.
That's a nice mix, though. It's a nice mix. If you get a cigar like that, it's a nice mix.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's like infused, but it's really not. I just basically named all like sweet flavors, but it's not like that at all.
Yeah, if you know cigars, when we're telling you these flavors, I mean, we have a lot of people that watch this that might be new to cigar smoking, but these aren't infused flavors.
Never.
These are just notes that you get throughout the...
Never, 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 never.
Yeah, same thing like wines. Wines you don't have, you know, you get black cherry, you get plum, you get whatever, but it's not because it's infused. It's just that's how it tastes, which amazes me. And that's one of the things I love about cigars is how you can get all of these flavors from just tobacco leaves.
I'm still getting them. So yeah. I'm like, this is different. I like this.
But speaking of which, are we going to review this while we're doing this?
Oh, yeah. We kind of just bypassed that.
Well, finish your Symmetry.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back because I think what we plan on doing, which is why I said quick break, maybe I was subconsciously thinking quick break for flavors.
Oh, I think you meant like a bathroom break or something.
No.
You had to go tinkle?
We'll finish the Symmetry.
That's it. You know, 94 rated from Cigar Aficionado, which is good. I think it ranges for... I'm just going to tell you the prices that I've seen it at. I think it ranges between like $14 and $16, $17.
Yeah. I think it's in Matadors. It's up there.
Yeah, it's
in the higher teens.
So, I think they have it for like $12.50 or something crazy on Cigar Aficionado, so I don't even go by that. But anyways.
Yeah, that's like the... It's almost like Disty price.
Yeah. Deceiving. False advertisement. And then the other one between 10 and 15, which I actually received from them, from this company, I think early last year, maybe a couple years ago, but EP Cirillo Encore. Ooh. Box pressed. I remember when they first released it, they sent me a sample cigar, and I thought it was really great. And then I believe it ended up being Cigar Aficionado rated number one, which was pretty cool. So
yeah, what year was that?
I think it was like last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, or maybe this year.
Last year was a number two. No, I think it was this year. I think it was 2018.
I think it was 2019.
I say this year, but the last one that got rated.
2018. Yeah. So medium body, and it's a Nicaraguan Puro, which was nice.
I love Nicaraguan Puros.
Yeah,
it's anytime like you get drones.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Foreshadowing.
So this was very similar to the Ashton, but a little more woodsier, a little more oak.
Oak's a nice flavor. Oak's like a very dry.
Yeah, it was more dry and woodsy, and then here and there you get some sweet notes like right. Yes, a little sweet like caramel.
Oh, okay. Out of a Nicaraguan Puro?
Yeah.
Really?
Man. I mean, that's
what I... wonder what type of leaves they used in there.
That's what I have written down. So, you know, these notes can be skewed from back when I wrote them down, but who knows. But anyways, yeah, ranges from like, I don't know, 15, 16 bucks, I believe I've seen it for. So same.
I've had that one. That's a good one.
Or maybe it's 15 bucks. I think it's 15. That's why I put it between $10 and $15. But a really good cigar, and it's a nice size. I believe it's box pressed, but it's like... what do you say? Maybe like a Toro size in length, I should say.
Like a 6.5?
Yeah.
By what, 52 box press, something like that?
Definitely like a 52.
Yeah.
But it was really nice size. So, EP Cirillo Encore. Good smoke. Try it out.
Love it, man. I have, so, I didn't go on any of these yet, did I?
Nope.
You just fired them off. So, I got three of them on here to complete our list of five. And I'm going to save this one for the last. So I'm going to go with my second and third one. So the second one I have on here is the Wise Man Maduro by Foundation Cigars. So if you're unfamiliar with Foundation Cigars, it started with one of the guys from Drew Estate, Nick Melillo. And if you're into cigars, I'm sure you know who Nick Melillo is. But he was one of the behind-the-scenes guys from Drew Estate. Left Drew Estate and founded Foundation Cigars and came up with the Wise Man Maduro, along with some other ones, Tabernacles in there, a couple other ones. But this one is Nicaraguan filler, Nicaraguan binder, and then there's a Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Medium to full body. I have it about 10 to 12 bucks, and actually was rated number 3 in 2018.
Yeah.
From Cigar Aficionado.
I remember them coming hot off on the street. I remember they showed up and they were...
It's hot out here in these streets here, cuz.
It's hot out here in these streets. Yeah, they came out, you know, with full swinging. And I was like, snap, who are these guys? Ended up being really good cigars.
Yeah. It's... So flavors I have are... It has a strong... So first off, it's got a strong, meaty... profile. So when I say meaty, it's almost as if you could chew it. So when you get the smoke in your mouth, it's almost like you can chew it. It's got that thick of a presence.
Wow.
Some of the flavors, similar to the one that you had just talked about, the EP
Cirillo
Carrillo, however you say it.
Carrillo, yeah, I know. I say Cirillo.
It's
Carrillo.
However you say it. You know, people know what you're talking about, right? Tomato, tomato, whatever. You said it was like sweet and spicy. So I have a sweet and savory. So you kind of have a nice balance between some of the sweeter notes, like a cocoa vanilla that's in there.
Yeah,
and some of the savory, like a rich coffee earth flavor. So I had the nice mix between that. The third cigar I had on here, right, because I'm saving the first one for last here. The third cigar is the La Aroma de Cuba.
Love them.
Noblesse. Okay,
so I love that one.
Yeah, so this one is fantastic. So this is actually made, the company is La Aroma de Cuba, but it's made in my father's cigar factory.
Yeah.
So this one, there's two sizes. And again, like you said, they called the other one, the punch was a scamp. It is.
Scamp, yeah.
This one, they have the two sizes that I would recommend. Now, typically, you'll kind of notice a pattern here. Robusto and Toro or what we like to smoke. I like to smoke some Lanceros as well. I know you don't like them as much.
Nah.
But typically, Robustos and Toros are what we generally smoke.
Best size around, baby.
So they have a Coronation is the Toro, and the Regency is the Robusto. So this one has Cuban seed fillers, Nicaraguan Cuban seed fillers. There's a Nicaraguan binder, and the wrapper is actually an Ecuadorian Habano Rosado wrapper. So you'll get a lot of the creaminess from that wrapper. I don't know if you ever had a Rosado wrapper.
Yeah. You know what? I think Alec Bradley makes one. Alec Bradley Rosado.
Oh, no. Is that the Prensado?
No. Prensado, and I believe they make a Rensado.
Oh, really?
I think it's a Nicaraguan Puro.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
So they have...
By the way, I think I just did a rookie move.
What?
I had the cigar in my mouth.
Boom!
Come on,
rookie
man.
Move.
I knocked my whole cigar into my mic, and then his ass just dropped over me because I'm trying to fix his damn shirt.
Look at this. Fucking love it.
Look at this. Yeah, it's a fucking rookie move, and you didn't realize it. I should have never said anything.
I know. You should have just played it off.
But you would have looked at the video, and then you would have saw, so...
Love it.
I'm just being honest.
I love it. So, okay. So, La Roma de Cuba Noblesse. Right off the bat, smooth draw. Just beautiful, creamy draw. I love the creamy draw. When you pull it in, you can feel some of the oils. The smoke output's fantastic. Love it. Now, the blend on this one is very interesting. So, I'm just going to rattle off a lot of the notes that I got, okay? So, I've got fruit, nuts, honey, coffee, leather, okay?
That's a nice pack.
For nuts, right, more descriptive there would be some almonds, and I got more of that sweet and salty kind of flavor between the fruit and the nuts. I got a sweet and salty. Beautiful smoke. Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't really have ever heard a cigar with that many different kinds of
beautiful smoke
notes, bro.
Which is why you love it so much, man.
I do. I love that one and Mi Amor Reserva.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, Mi Amor.
Here, look. You ready? Look. Nicaragua. Alec Bradley, Rosado.
Boom. Man, you were right on it.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that?
That's our eight-legged friend trying to say, what up? Wow.
Oh.
He's camera shy.
We got our guest appearance here. That's
Charlotte.
Charlotte. No, it's not Charlotte. That's my dog's name is Charlotte. We can't name him after my dog.
Charlotte's Web.
Let's pick on him. Call him something else.
Eight-legged freak? I don't know.
Let's call him Hector.
Hector Zaroni?
That's our friend Hector Zaroni. Okay. So, that one. Okay, so Roma de Cuba. Noblesse runs you about $15.
Yeah,
I'm going to be watching this guy out of the corner of my eye.
I got you.
Okay, so now the number one cigar that I picked on this list is the South American Ritmo by Avo.
Yay!
Fan-fucking-tastic. Okay?
Seven different
countries.
So
now when I talked about... Dude.
Are you arachnophobia?
I just don't like spiders, man.
This is going to be funny.
Should we get him off the...
Let's just move him.
No, let's let him chill.
What the hell was that?
Rookie.
Wow, you scared the shit out of me.
Bro, you just scared the shit out of me. Can we see that video? Me jumping like a little bitch.
Yo!
What, you just dropped your glass?
Yep.
Not on the computer, I hope.
Wow, that was just caught on camera.
We're good.
Keep going, baby. We ain't stopping.
Alrighty.
So no more spider, no more whiskey.
Shit, man.
I gotta see how I jumped in that video. I gotta.
I don't like spiders. You don't like broken glass.
Dude, I thought like a light bulb burst or something.
Wow, that was fucking...
That was a chain of events.
All right, so back to...
I don't know what we were saying.
Okay.
I can't believe that just happened.
Bro. South American Ritmo. So this is the one I talked about where it's like a mutt. It's like a blend of everything.
It's got seven.
So listen to all the different...
Rattle them off.
So they named it after an entire continent because they have seven different countries. So they have a filler is Nicaraguan, Peruvian, Brazilian, Honduran, and Dominican Republic. Okay. The wrapper is Ecuadorian, and the binder is Mexican. dude.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
Seven different countries. So this just has such a complex profile. Body is medium to full, runs about $12 in the store, maybe 15-ish. So I've got some sweet, some nutty, some coffee, some chocolate, some baking spices, maybe a little bit of cinnamon in there. Peppery at first, but then it mellows out towards the end. And overall, mouthfeel, very creamy. Fantastic fucking smoke. I, out of all the five that we just mentioned for $10 to $20 cigars, get that one first.
That was pretty impressive. I highly recommend that one, too.
Bro.
It is so good every single time. Smooth. Like you said, complex. So much going on. You can't even understand it.
Dude, I'm pissed. I need to go get another glass because that's so good. And I'm just, I lost a piece of my heart because I dropped that,
so that good ass whiskey. You want to take a quick break real quick? You got a glass?
Quick break. I'll be right back.
All right. I guess I'll just be here by myself.
I just leaned over to like scoop him down onto the floor, and it just went boom.
Well, hey guys, it's me, Eric, aka Brother Cigar, and I'm just hanging out here by myself. You good, man? You back?
Bro.
Welcome back. I know, it's risky putting the glass on the armrest.
Dude, I'm all fucked up now.
It's okay, man. You want a hug or something?
I might need a hug. I might need a little bromance right now to get my bearings back straight, man.
Do you want me to give you a hug? He wants a hug.
That's why I love you, man.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Don't you stop me now. Get back into it, dude.
All right, now I'm good. That's why I need a little bromance.
You need a little male hugging action.
Ain't no longer a little bromance. Is that English?
What?
I got the word bromance out. All right, back on topic.
Let's get back to it.
Got another glass. Hopefully I don't drop this bad boy. Got it filled up. Hopefully I don't drop it again because I don't want to fucking lose that.
Yeah. Now it's my time to shine.
Oh, man. That's freaking good.
We're back. You're back in it. All right. What glass was broken?
Oh, what you talking about? Technically, I can just edit that whole thing out.
You could, but it would be funny to see everyone's reaction.
Bro. Okay. So, went to the $10 and less, went 10 to 20. Now we're going to give you some of those big boys. Okay. We're going to go with...
Well, it's the big show. Oh, it's a big, big show tonight. All
right. Okay. So...
What do I have?
$20 and up. I'm going to go one, you go one, I go one, you go one, I go one. Okay?
For some reason, I have over 15, but it's still 20 bucks anyways.
No, that's good. So, first one on the list. I'll start. Padron. What?
You've gone for like the last 10 minutes.
Okay, you start. I just figured you have two over there and I have three over there. We just go back and forth.
I was going to say one.
No, but last time, I'll say one. You said two the last time. And then that's why I had to go three in a row.
Hey, man, this is our podcast, okay? Not
your. Yeah, I know it's our podcast.
So stop trying to talk all the time.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, since you're so sensitive about it. Go ahead.
You're the one who wanted a hug.
Shut up.
Diamond Crown Julius Caesar.
Good smoke.
Phenomenal smoke. Phenomenal cigar. Oh, and I just dropped it.
Here's why I said one first.
Yeah, Diamond Crown Julius Caesar.
Seeger. Yo, this episode is
good. We're all over the fucking place.
We are right all now. Over the map. Fucking Hector over here, Hector Zeroni, fucked it all up for us. Why'd you have to make a guest appearance, Hector?
Jesus.
I told you to stay back there, off camera.
Diamond Crown Julius Caesar, made by J.C. Newman Cigars.
Great. I love the box on that one.
Box is sick.
The black leather with the
classy
purple velvet on the inside. Bro.
The artwork on the band is sick. Just a cool cigar to have. Just makes you want to smoke it just from Julius Caesar on the front of it.
And you know what's interesting is they spell Caesar weird.
They do, and I forgot the reason. I used to know the reason why, but I think it's a commemoration cigar for somebody. I forgot. I'll get the info on that. But medium full body, filler and binder, Dominican Republic, wrapper Ecuadorian, and it ranges about $20, 20 bills.
20 bones.
20 bones. 20 doll hairs.
Bone saw is ready.
I got you for 5 minutes. 5 minutes of pain.
5 minutes of pain.
I have sweet notes of Coke.
That's a cute outfit. Did your mother make it for you? Did he say mother or did he say boyfriend? I think he says boyfriend.
I think he says boyfriend. That was when Spider-Man was good with Toby.
That was the first one, right?
What was it?
Toby Maguire. You know, I saw it four times in theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a nut.
It was more of the fact that I just wanted to go hang out with my friends. Anyway, sorry. Fair get back enough. To your thing.
Like I said, it's our podcast, not yours. Stop trying to steal my shine. Diamond Crown Julius Caesar. We got sweet notes of coca.
Coca.
Chocolate.
That's a nice note. Say. Coca.
Yeah, I said coke before.
The cocaina.
Yeah, I said coke before. I said sweet notes of coke.
That'd be one hell of a cigar.
Yeah.
Oh, pick me up.
Make you feel real good. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're fucking going off the rails right now.
This is going to be the greatest episode ever.
Sweet notes of chocolate, cocoa, whatever, woodsy flavors, and a little bit of earthiness and coffee bean.
Ooh, so, not coffee, but coffee bean.
Coffee bean. You open that bag of coffee bean. Yeah. Yeah. Get inside them sugar walls.
Shout out to Hodge.
So Diamond Crown Julius Caesar, I think, is a great cigar over $20. If you feel like spending a couple big boy pennies, that's a good one to go to. Never goes wrong. Smoke output always ample. Loose draw. And
got them loose draws.
And
we got to shout out Hodge Twins, man.
Yeah, shout out to the Hodge Twins.
They have another YouTube channel. We'll just put the link down below. Just shout out to them. They're fucking hilarious.
They have no idea who we are, but we know who they are.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to close this up because we're fucking going off the rails.
Right now. I love it.
The other one I have, how many you got?
I got three.
Oh, you got three? You want to do five? Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
All right. I have the Monte Cristo Epic Series.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
I only have like one or two of them.
I know that one. Does that have a craft cured in there?
Or
is that a different series?
That's Monte Cristo craft cured. I believe is the name of it. I think the two I've had from Monte Cristo, that the Epic series, the 2007. That's what the rapper says. It's 2007 series.
I think it's 2000.
Tobacco from 2007.
Yeah, I think it was an aged 2007 wrapper on that one. Yeah, because
that ranges
right?
for like $22, $20. Medium body, fillers, Dominican Republic and Nicaraguan. So you got a little bit of spicy, a little bit of earthy. It's a little in between of medium full because you got the earthiness and you got the spice.
Yeah.
Binder's Nicaraguan. You got some hints of leather. A little creaminess. Another ample. What are you looking at?
That was just a fucking mosquito flying around.
Hints of leather. Woodsy.
Throw a Hector's brother slide down.
It's going to fly from my head. And it's very creamy. So not just with the smoke, but not vanilla, but it's kind of like... How would you explain it? It's like creamy, like how else would you say it?
Creamy.
Maybe like a little buttery.
Buttered toast.
A little buttered toast, but both of them are
butter your bread.
My God, both of them are both 90 cigar aficionado rated, which is another good one.
We are going off the fucking walls on this
that's
episode.
That's it for me. So let's hear you, bro.
All right. So. First one, Padron, 50-year.
Duh.
Okay. So they have Padron. They have a family reserve line. And there's a 44, 45, 46, 50, and 85. And I would recommend the 50. I'd recommend the natural because they have a natural Maduro. Comes in a Robusto size. It is a Nicaraguan Puro like almost all Padrons are. Medium to full body. It's going to run you like $26-$27. Probably closer to 30, maybe 30 plus in the store.
You're gonna pay a pretty penny for that.
Yeah,
make sure it's a special occasion.
Fantastic smoke though. It was rated number 5 in 2015 by Cigar Aficionado. The flavors are Typical of a Padron and typical of a Nicaraguan Puro, rich spice, just strong spice throughout. That's going to be your underlying flavor. And there's a little bit of coffee on top with some chocolate, a couple of little earthy notes in there as well.
Nice.
So you'll tend to notice that a lot of the flavors we like are spicy, coffee, chocolate. A lot of those rich.
We like to get that flavor wheel up and running.
So I'll give you a bonus since I talked about the 45. Try the 45. 45 is going to be one step up. It's going to be a little bit stronger than your 50. Going to have a little bit more of the pepper spices, probably a little bit of cayenne pepper on top of that, a little black pepper. Very hearty, but that's another bonus.
Hearty. Why don't you explain to people what's hearty mean?
Hearty?
Yeah, it's very hearty.
Hearty would be...
Because when I first heard that, I was like, what?
Well, think of like a...
A hearty meal.
A hearty meal. It's heavy. Very heavy. Very rich and like dense
steak
in flavors.
And mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
So there you go. Why don't you explain to them? You just did it.
Well, you kind of did it halfway, then I kind of did it halfway, so they get the point.
All right. Number two is by Arturo Fuente. Uh-oh. It is not an Opus X.
Not an Opus X.
Although Opus X are very good, and I would recommend trying any of them. But this is the Don Carlos Edición de Aniversario. This is the anniversary edition.
Nice.
Comes with double Robusto. So a little fun fact about this. Well, first off, it's a Dominican wrapper. The binder and the filler are both Dominican, so it's a Dominican Puro. However, the fun fact about this is back in the start of this line is back in 2006, Fuente Jr. released this cigar to commemorate 30 years of the Don Carlos brand.
Yes.
And what he decided to do was he took the wrapper and he changed it to the Dominican shade-grown leaf that they use in Opus X.
Huh.
So it's not an Opus X, but it's still got the same wrapper as an Opus X does. Runs you about $32 to $33.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be up there, probably closer to 40 if you get it in the store. Strength is medium. The flavor is going to be a strong leather profile, a leathery profile. Notes of almond, earthy minerals, tobacco, creamy draw. There's also a little bit of cedar and fig in there.
What do you consider minerals? Can you say that?
So earthy minerals would be...
sand.
Think of it like musty dirt materials. Not so much
like the swampy-ish. Florals,
not so much the leaves. More of like the dirt. More of a chalky flavor. That'd be more of minerals.
Fair enough. Just let's let the people know out there.
Yeah. And then number three, this is a special treat. This is a treat.
Tell me what it is.
It's the made by General Cigar Company, Cohiba. Okay, so General Cigars.
You know what Cohiba stands for?
What does it stand for?
Tobacco.
Yep. By the, what tribe was that?
Native Americans?
Oh, shit. What tribe was that? It was actually...
I don't know the exact...
Here's another shout out. Cigar Lover, Cigar Lover 12, just posted a bunch of stories, a little bit of fun facts about the history of tobacco, and I believe... One of the tribes that was on there, I couldn't remember the name of it, but they were the first to introduce tobacco.
Shout out.
Anyway, it's the Cohiba Spectre Churchill. Okay, so this comes in a very unique box, round box. It's got a nice red tint to it. It is not a Cuban. It is a Dominican Republic, Honduras, Nicaraguan, Ecuadorian. So I'll go through that right now.
So it's the guys who make like Cohiba Red, the Red Dot.
Red Dot, the black, yeah. So it's a blend of a lot of vintage tobacco, so which makes it so expensive, which is why it's so expensive, is because a lot of tobacco they use has been aged. And I'll run through the list here. So the wrapper is an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper.
Okay.
Binder is Honduras. The filler is a 1995 Dominican Republic. It's the Piloto Cubano. There is a 2002 Honduras, I believe it's the Olancho San Agustin. There is 2011 Honduran, and there's a 2011 to 2014 blend of Nicaraguan Esteli.
Whoa.
So a lot of terms are thrown in there, but it's a blend of a lot of vintage cigars from 95, vintage leaves from 95, 2002, 2011, all the way up to 2014.
Just know there's a lot of old stuff in there.
Yeah, which is why it runs you about $90 a stick.
Damn.
So I know it's on the higher, on the much higher end of these $20 and over, but fantastic, fantastic smoke.
That's when you got like that fuck you money.
Yeah.
$90 on a cigar. Eh, whatever.
Flavors you're going to get mocha. Going to be some mocha coffee, leather, earth, some floral notes, lots of vanilla in there, peanuts, cinnamon, and then saltiness that you get from the peanuts as well. Saltiness is kind of on your lips there. There was a little fun fact. It was a very limited supply. It was only about 180 boxes made.
When did they release this?
So they released it for IPCPR this year, and they had 180 boxes of 10 each, so it was only 1,800 cigars. What in the fuck is that?
It's a stink bug. Get that fucker out of here.
Should I
No, it's going to stink it. You got to shoo it out. Studio problems. Being outside with the door open. So Justin right now is trying to shoo a bug out of there. All right. Put him underneath there. Put him underneath the basement.
You see the fucking thing? It was like swirling down.
I'm sure it was on video too.
It was like parachuting from the ceiling.
What's up with the spiders, stink bugs, breaking glasses?
Dude, it's fall time in New York. What do you expect?
Oh, yeah.
So they only released 180 boxes, and then they sold out completely. So they decided, you know what, it sold so well, let's start up another. And I don't know how much they released, but it's very limited supply. So that was a horrible throw, but that's my list.
Do it over. Throw it over there. Throw some authority. So you're done with the list? Get rid of it. Uh-oh, you're going to make an airplane out of it, aren't you? Here he is. You know, imagine doing this podcast when it's winter time with the door open. Are we going to be like in winter coats?
I don't know. We'll have a heater in here, especially at that point.
It'd be funny. We should do an episode like that, though, just in winter coats. This guy's actually making it a paper airplane. It's going to go right in your pool. All right, ready for liftoff in 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. Nice.
Fucking nosedive. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for the
boom
cigar suggestions for the 3 different price categories. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys go out and try some of these cigars.
Let us know what you think if you do try them.
Yeah.
DM, email.
You want to hit them up with the tags? You want to show them?
Shit. I mean, you already know this is Brother's Cigar over here or up here. You got Dapper Cigar, the Dapper Cigar over there. You got the Burn Down Podcast right here.
Go hold it.
Oh, yeah, right here. And then you got burndown.gmail@gmail.com.
Bingo.
You know what it is. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, iHeartRadio. But you guys know where to find us. So if you like it, please subscribe. Please like. Leave a comment. What I think is very crucial for us, if you leave a comment on the podcast on Apple, I think you leave reviews. That's how we get
Apple,
ranked.
Just rate us 5 stars. Do what you got to do on, you know, give us the best rating on whatever platform you're listening. We really appreciate that. Appreciate all the support that we've been getting so far.
Yeah, man.
We love doing these. We hope you guys love watching these. But that's going to conclude it for this episode of Burn Down. And we're going to send it off in style.
Just going to send it, man. Cheers to you guys.
Salud.
Salud. Salud.